Hello, welcome to the Sabbath Cafe podcast. My name's Michelle Chen. Thank you for joining us today. One of my favorite teachers just recently put out an online program. It was free and I couldn't resist, so I signed up. And it's a program that helped you to have a spiritual exercise every day to learn to practice the spirit of peace. And one of the exercises that we had to do very early on was the exercise of Thanksgiving. And I felt really awkward doing it, honestly, because I'll share a secret with you, a little confession. Thanksgiving is something I never really enjoyed doing. Not that I'm not grateful, but I think so often we are told to give thanks when you don't even feel like it. And I just always felt really awkward. I'm a really genuine person. If I don't feel something, I can't force it. And especially when it comes to talking to God, I feel like, why bother lying to God about it? Because He knows anyways. And so when I was doing the Thanksgiving exercise, it always felt very awkward and very forced. And so when I got this assignment that says to practice giving thanks, I wanted to do it, but I wanted to do it my way. So I thought about it and I decided I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to lie about it. If I don't feel about thanking God for something, I'm not going to thank God for that. And so I, you know, was sort of mulling over this, and suddenly this idea came to my head. Okay, if I don't feel thankful for the situation I am in, and actually I was sort of in a little domestic crisis. It's nothing big, just sort of everyday things. But I just felt so overwhelmed by my circumstances. I could not bring myself to thank God for the circumstances I was in. I think part of that is because I couldn't see it from His perspective. And my emotions and my frustrations were so overwhelming that I'm not quite sure how to navigate in that. And so I decided I'm not going to do my Thanksgiving practice on that in the circumstances that I was in, because I just felt so defeated at that point. And so I decided to put a pause on that. And I had this thought, if I couldn't be thankful for what is happening right now, why don't I remember something, think about something that I can be grateful for? And so I started to think back the last time that I can remember that I was truly grateful for. And what I remembered was a big prayer that God had answered for me. It was a prayer that I've been praying for, I would say, 20 years of my life. There was a situation in my family that I felt really stuck in. And so I've been praying for God to have a breakthrough in that situation. Of course, it involved other people. And usually situations that are tough are always involving people, because we can't force them to do things. And yet we're sort of stuck in that situation. In any case, I was praying about that circumstance in my family for 20 years. And about a year ago, something shifted. And what seemed to be an unchangeable, a hopeless situation suddenly shifted. And within a couple of months, there was resolution and things changed. And God had, I knew that it was the Lord, because it was a God-sized problem, and only God could do it. And so it just, somehow I remembered that. And it reminded me of how faithful God was. And honestly, after 20 years of praying for the same thing, my faith was pretty much gone. And I probably wasn't very faithful praying for that. And yet God knew how important it was to me. And He did it. And He was able to have a breakthrough. And to me, that was one of those circumstances that I will never forget in my life. And so I was very grateful for God doing that. And so even though I couldn't be grateful for all the stupid challenges I was facing in my life today, I remembered what God did for me a year ago. And I was moved to tears. And I felt so loved. And I felt so grateful for the faithfulness of God that I started to just give thanks to the Lord about His faithfulness again. And this time, I am honest and I am genuine and I am grateful to the core of my being, to God who remembered my heart. And I was grateful and I am grateful to God who is so capable and who is able to do above and beyond what I could ask, think, or imagine. And so as I'm giving thanks to God about who He was, I realize He is still who He is today. That hasn't changed. The God I was, that did the miracle for me, is still the same God who can do a miracle today. The God who was faithful to me is still the God who is faithful to me today. The God who was for me is still for me today. And so as I'm remembering who God was, I can finally connect with who God is today, and that He is still the same, and that He is still the same loving God. He is still the same God who is able and kind and good. And even though I can't remember Him and His goodness in the midst of what I was doing right now, I could remember what He is doing for me a year ago. And I started to thank God. And the heart of thanksgiving and the spirit of thanksgiving just started to flow out of me naturally. And as I continue to thank God, I'm remembering more and more things of what He did for me. And as I'm thanking God for who He is, not my circumstances, I suddenly had a change in perspective. The circumstances are not so dire anymore. And they still weighed on my heart. But now I could have more awareness and I have more room for God to show me in speaking to my heart His perspective on things, that He is my peace, that He is my rest, and that does not change no matter what kind of circumstances I am under. And I thank God for being my Prince of Peace. I thank God for being big enough that I can rest in His able hands. I thank God for His goodness so that I don't have to worry and strive to defend myself or to protect myself, that God loves me and that He is able. And suddenly, faith rose up in my heart. And circumstances have not changed. In fact, as I moved along in this program, of learning to rest in God's peace. Little things in my life are still going wrong, and problems don't stop. And I guess that's also part of the change in my perspective, is my peace in God does not have to depend on my circumstances. And all of these got kicked started with me remembering what God did for me in my life. And I don't know how many of you listeners out there are going through some challenging circumstances. And I'm sure everyone has challenges, because honestly, life is hard. And that we want to think that we are in charge, but the reality is there's so many things that we have no control over. And life can feel very scary when you feel that you have no control. But I just want to invite you to remember the last time that God showed up for you, the last time that you had an encounter with God, the last time that you heard God's voice, whether it's through meditation or on a walk or when you saw that rainbow after the storm. Wherever that was, I just want to invite you to remember that moment and to allow God to remind you of who He was for you at that time, because He hasn't changed. Who He was for you, who He was for me, is still the same today. And whatever challenges you're facing today, yesterday, or tomorrow, He is big enough for that. And that as God changed my perspective so that I can bring Him into my circumstances today, I just want to invite you and see if you would also give God a chance so that you can invite Him also into your circumstances. And that's all the time we have for today. I hope this episode has been as encouraging for you as it was for me to make it. Thank you for listening, and I wish you a restful and wonderful week. See you next time. You have been listening to Sabbath Cafe Podcast. If you enjoyed this, please visit sabbathcafeblog.com for more information. Thank you.